So my special guest in the studio is nutritionist Katie King. Katie, we've touched a bit today on the nutritional aspect of feeding our bodies and giving them a reasonable diet that's going to support our lifestyle. Let's look at the connection now between diet and mental health. And I know that when you were talking earlier in the week about dieting down for a competition, it affected not only your body, but your mental health as well. Can you tell us a bit about when you were restricting your diet so much, what were some of the negative effects that it had on you?
So when we hear the term mental health, we often think about whether we're sad or happy, but it also encompasses feelings of, you know, are we motivated to get out of bed and start the day? You know, are we able to even retain information as far as memory is concerned? Are we irritable? Are we angry? And I think I definitely had low points in terms of, you know, feeling as though I was not my typical happy self. But the big issue for me was just this total loss of motivation, and coupled with that, memory. Like I said to you earlier today, we'd had this conversation 2 years ago, I would not have remembered the question you asked me 3 seconds ago. So in that kind of journey following coming out of comp and whatnot, I did see a GP at one point because I was sort of concerned maybe I was anemic, you know, maybe I had some kind of thyroid thing going on. I would confidently say within about 5 minutes in the room, offered just take an antidepressant. And I think it's great that we have these options for people that are definitely suffering from mental health conditions. But I wanted to know why I was feeling that way. And what I found was that my dopamine levels were absolutely through the floor, like extremely low.
So I guess that then highlighted for you, even as a student nutritionist, the important link between what you're eating and how it makes you feel.
Yeah. I mean, if you very simplistically look at the connection between nutrition and mental health, what people need to understand is that all of their neurotransmitters, so serotonin, GABA, dopamine, all of that stuff that controls our happiness, our mood, our memory, our motivation, it all starts with protein. And then there's all these other little precursors. You know, nutritionists are always talking about the importance of vitamins and minerals, but they literally are responsible for all the tiny reactions that happen in the body that cause all of these neurotransmitters and hormones and chemicals that are inside of us to be created.
Yeah. So if you could, in a nutshell, and again, dumbing it down to the bare basics, what are some simple foods that perhaps are good for mental health?
I think making sure that people are getting adequate protein is a big one, especially if they're following a vegetarian or a vegan diet. Making sure that you're getting adequate amounts of iron and all of your minerals. Again, it comes back to whole foods.
Right. On the flip side of that, if somebody has an average diet, is it worth them investing in a multivitamin or something like that to help them top up, or is it a waste of money?
Supplements can be great, for sure. I mean, that's what nutritional medicine is. But you want to look at quality. So are you actually getting nutrients from it, or are you just getting fillers? And you also want to look at forms. So, you know, you want to look at that sort of stuff, because if you're going to pay the money to take a supplement, you want to know that it's something that's absorbed in the body.
Right.
And is going to be utilized by the body, and you're not going to pee it out as expensive urine.
Sure. What we've just talked about there, for some people, they're going to understand some of that. For some people, they're going to go, you kind of lost me. I think I need some more information, or I might need help. If those people listening are going, well, I want to eat healthy. I know that I need to do better with my diet. What are some good starting points for them? What would you recommend? Websites or going to see someone like yourself, like a nutritionist?
I mean, obviously it's great if somebody can go and see a nutritionist or a naturopath or a dietitian or something like that, that will help them develop a nutrition plan that works for them. But I mean, every website is going to offer different advice, and sometimes that can be confronting. Maybe people can literally just start with a little diary, jotting down what they're eating and any symptoms that they may feel. Because sometimes you can identify foods or a meal that really isn't working for you because, 2 hours after I eat that, I've got diarrhea, or I had that for lunch and I've consistently had a headache within half an hour straight afterwards. Or when I eat that banana cake, 3 hours later, I'm falling asleep at my desk. So sometimes it helps when people draw those correlations, and that's a bit of motivation to sort of change the diet.
Sure. Katie King is a nutritionist and she's been my special guest on and off throughout the week. Katie, it's been a real pleasure chatting to you. Thanks so much for sharing your story and some of your wisdom with us today. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me again.